Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Masechta of Maseches Beitza. This Masechta is similar to the previous two Masechtas. The Art School Gemaras is using an old Oiz V'Hadar edition, and now the newer one that has in it the Pirush of Chaim Kanievsky. So we're going to follow the Art School Oiz V'Hadar edition, which is the one that most people use, and that's the Dapi that we're going to use. So we're starting Daf Aleph Zok the Mishnah. Beitza Shenoildo B'Yomtev. You have an egg that was born on Yom Tov, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. B'chamayim lim teochel, you can eat the egg. U'beisiloyim lim loy teochel, you cannot eat the egg. So zok the Gemara, what's the machleik to b'cham v'isilo? Beitish neol de b'yom tov v'chulei. My talmud de b'cham. What's the reason of a b'chamay? Muchan esiel gabeimo. It's not mukze. It's muchan. This mesecto going to be learning yoni mukze. A mukze means something which is not prepared to be eaten on Yom Tov has been a mukze. But here, the same way the mother, meaning the chicken, is ready to be eaten because it's there and a person has a das, he may shecht it. So the egg that comes from the chicken is mukhan as well. Matam with the basilil. What's the reason of basilil? Nase ke mukte shiyovish velo yodo boy. It's like a dry food that he put it to dry and he did not have in mind that it's ready to be eaten. Ilu mukte shiyovish velo yodo boy shemen osur. Something which is he put to dry and doesn't know it's ready, that's the classic mukta. Talk about, you know, dry figs or dry dates, put aside to dry. He doesn't know he can eat it, so that's the classic mukta. Sitting over here, he doesn't know about the egg, so it becomes mukta. Something more about Tani, Ashrech, Desat, Negoilis, Umotza, Besoicha, Beitzim. But it says, someone shechs the chicken, he finds in the chicken eggs, Avopi, Gemurois. Even though the eggs are finished, ready to be laid out, Hareilu Mutaris, they're still mutar. And this will talk about according to Basilo. According to this, you see that it's not mukze. If you tell me that he doesn't have in mind for the eggs that are in the chicken, it doesn't matter the eggs came out of the chicken or you find them in the chicken, they should be mukze. The fact that according to Basilo, it's mutar when it's in the body of the chicken, that tells you the eggs are not mukze. So what's the pshat that we say that it is usur when it came out of the chicken? Says the Gemara of Chananya, Ve'amono, they say the following. Chadoma loy doime tamachilosu bifrim letamachilosu b'chutz. When the egg comes out, it has a different taste than the egg that's inside. Ve'churnoma shein enigimeres lefroyachat shetetze l'chutz. The other one says, it's because the chick is not complete until it goes outside. Meaning an egg which is in the body of the chicken cannot hatch a chick out of it. So your male is not really considered to be finished. Only once it comes out, it's finished. Both yuts go in the same halach. Before it comes out of the chicken, it's not complete. When it comes out, then the taste changes. When it comes out, now a chicken come out of it. So therefore what? So explains Reb Chaim in the second explanation. Therefore, that's considered to be noilod. It's something new that comes over here. Something which is noilod is also asur and yomtev. That's a svar. That's the reasoning of Reis Hillel. And that's why when it comes out, it's asur. Not because he didn't have his mind to it, but something new was created over here. And that's the idea of noilod, something which is completely a new item in the world. Continues the Gemara with Basin says, now we spoke about someone who shechts the chicken, finds eggs in it, it's mutter, like you're allowed to eat any other piece of the chicken. Says, well, Mayim Becholov, can you put these eggs in milk? Meaning, is it considered to be one of the limbs of the chicken and it's fleishik, or not that you can eat with milk? Gidim is a type of sinews or tissue that the egg is connected to. If it's connected in that, it doesn't really have the outside peel, so the egg is connected to the body, is considered to be part of the body, and you're not allowed to eat it with milk. But if it's not connected, meaning it has its own entity, it has its own peel, so then you could eat it with milk. Because here's the Gemara, it says, I call moidim bebeitza shiotza rubo mer of Yom Tov. Everybody agrees that the egg started coming out before Yom Tov. The majority of the egg came out before Yom Tov. She nechels be Yom Tov. You'll eat it on Yom Tov. Ma plegi, what's the machlikis? Beshiotza miyuta. Only a minority of the egg came out. I mean, even if a minority came out, kosher, nothing came out. Shamoim teochel, you can eat it. Or we see loim loy teochel. And that's the machlikis that we have in the Mishnah. The same way you can't eat the egg, you can't carry the egg because you're not allowed to carry mukta. If the egg got mixed up with another 100 eggs or even 1,000 eggs, kula masur is all become asur. That goes, according to Ben Dohama, that we're going to see later, the suffix mukta is asur. holds that a Sofik is mutter, meaning he holds because Mukta is only din derabanan, so by Sofik they're not goyzer. So here, when I have a mixture and each one of them is a Sofik, so the Chori is going to say that here it's mutter. Says the more no. Here he agrees as Osir. So when did he argue? When I have things that fell from the tree, I'm not sure if it fell yesterday, it's not mukte, or if it fell today, it is mukte. So then we say it's mutter. That's the suffix which is mutter. But here, it's not a suffix if it's mukte here at all. There's for sure mukte in the mixture. I just don't know which one it is. Because I have one which is for sure mukte, it makes the tahoevis kuloi osir, the entire mixture becomes osir. Continues the Gemara, it says, meaning that the egg in the chicken, you can eat with its mother. You can eat the chicken and the egg. So says the Gemara, what are you trying to say? You can eat it with the chicken. Maybe what he means to say is, that if you can eat the mother, meaning the mother is mukhad l'shchita, to be shechted, so you can eat the egg is also, this whole entity is meant to be eaten. But if the mother is not meant for shchita, so then you can't eat the egg, because the mother as well, you're not going to be able to eat. So maybe it's going to exclude the time when you're not going to come to shecht the mother. Says the Gemara, ve'in kol ha'tanegolim mukhadim l'shchita, every chicken is mukhad l'shchita. Every chicken that's there in the house, a person has in mind that he may shecht it, and therefore it's not considered to be mukhtse. So what is it coming to say? Says the Gemara, ma'abot, yachil ba'acheinu shel imo. It's coming to explain what B'Shammai said, as the Gemara said, beginning of the Gemara. Why B'Shammai are matir to eat a egg? Because mukhad agav imo. Because the chicken is not mukhtse, so the egg, which is part of the chicken, is also not mukhtse. That's what hevi imo means, agav imo, as we started the Gemara. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Aleph.